just before the news, I asked you to explain to me what the dating game is like now. Because we all know it's very different, even from, I mean, I'm in my mid-40s, even from when I was young, it wasn't about apps, it wasn't about websites in those days. Tara responded to that. Tara runs a matchmaking agency called South Downs Introductions. Hello, Tara, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Jules, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So what's your answer? Before we get on to your agency, is it very different? Do you agree that it's very different, the dating game now, from what it was like 25 years ago?
Well, I do think so. I think that people aren't meeting people in conventional ways. They're having to go online, or they're having to use bespoke services, or they find it really, really hard to meet people these days.
Okay. So, and we've clocked that. I mean, I've clocked it in my personal life with my friends and noticed that. I've also clocked it on the phone in this morning, our first caller, Helen, who says that she was absolutely adamant she wasn't going to use any apps or websites. It sounds to me like you provide something different from apps and websites. What do you do at your agency?
Yeah, we're absolutely not an online dating service, nor are we an app. What it is the only thing that's online is myself and my team to show what services that we offer. I'm basically old-fashioned dating agency, but my clients are as young as 30 years old, 40s, 50s, and 60s. So a wide spectrum of ages there. And it's basically I make an introduction, I match the client on values and qualities, make sure there are no deal breakers in there. Smoking can be a deal breaker for people. And then I make the introduction, bow out gracefully, let them get on with their date. I'm there in the background if they need me.
When did you start doing it?
About 3 years ago. I was a former police detective in my former life. And so I went on to become a matchmaker after I left the police.
What are the transferable skills from being a police detective to being a matchmaker?
Hunting down very good matches instead of the baddies.
I love it. That's genius. And did you literally think about, right, these are my skills, what could I do with them?
Well, I was single when I was in the police force, and I found it really hard in my 30s, and I got to 40, and I thought, that's it, and I wanted to set this up as a result of being single. And yes, the skills are definitely transferable. I work with people, some wonderful people, some people that have gone through some awful things. They've lost a husband or they've lost a wife, and they're ready to move on. They've battled cancer, some people have. They have literally gone through the mill, and I did that when I was with the police. I worked with people that were at the most awful time in their lives. Mm. So I have a lot of empathy.
And a lot of experience of being single.
I was single. I'm no longer single. But yes, I do have experience of being single, so I know jolly well what it was like, and it was awful.
So my question about being happier single, and all these celebrities quoted in the papers today, are they all fibbing, or can some people be happy and single in their 50s and beyond?
I'm really happy not being single. I found it quite miserable, to be quite honest with you. I thought I was a good catch, and time was just slipping away. Yeah. I think it's different for different people. Some people may be happier single, and I think a caller mentioned about being controlled and nobody tells you what to do. It depends on what your experience was. I certainly know that the clients that come to me are looking for love. They're not desperate, but they really would like somebody to share the everyday things with, going for a walk in the park, finding someone nice for lunch, just somebody to make them a cup of tea and talk about their day.
And what are those first dates like? Do you tell them where to go? Do you give them suggestions? How much support do you give on that first date?
Yeah, that can actually be given if they want it, but generally the gentleman takes the lady's email address. We discourage long telephone calls before a date. It's all about getting out on the date and getting to meet them. Of course, they know that I've met everyone, so they know that the person they're meeting is legitimate. We know who they are, where they live, what their date of birth is, pretty much everything about them, even medical conditions if they have them. The support is there to tell them, you know, if they would like a date facilitated, and I can certainly give them a dating advice, what not to talk about on a first date.
Why don't you help us all? I know we're rather cheating, we're not paying for the advice, but do help us all out here. What should you not talk about on a first date?
Definitely, do not talk about the fact that, you know, how your last relationship ended. A lot of people bring that up. And it might be amicable for some, but for the other party sitting opposite you, it may have been a terrible experience. And of course, there may be somebody that you're out on a date with who's widowed, and they may have nursed their partner towards the end if they died of a terminal illness. Definitely not the thing to bring up on a first date. And certainly I say to clients, don't talk about your membership. It doesn't matter that you've had to come to somebody to find a bit of assistance to find somebody. Talk about travel, holidays, things you've got in common, where you'd like to go to, a little bit of work, especially if you like it, but stick to interesting topics.
Okay, okay. So sort of things we talk about on our phone in, politics, entertainment, news, your own experiences, all those sorts of things are fine.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you suggest to anybody listening today who has just got used to being single? If you've got used to it, you may not be thrilled by it, but you've got used to it and you're comfortable and you like your own company and you like being able to do your own thing. Would you say to those people, you're not as happy as you could be? Or would you say, good luck, go for it, stay single?
If they're happy being single and that's what they want to do, then I would say to them, yes. But if you are disillusioned with dating apps and online dating, then maybe have a look at something more bespoke. If you really do want to find love, I would not give up. I would try every avenue that was possibly available to me, but I would also stay safe when dating. And there's lots of safe dating advice out there, certainly. There's a stay safe dating website where they can get advice, especially if they're online, what to do and what not to do.
Well, on that, my next caller is going on her first ever date arranged online today. So before we talk to Lynn in Basildon, just give me one or two really quick do's and don'ts about being safe tonight.
I would certainly say to her that a friend needs to know where she is and she needs to maybe make a call to say she's arrived and she needs to meet in public. Do not go anywhere private with anybody that you do not know at all. You only do something like that when you absolutely are sure about the person and you trust them. But certainly keep it public and make sure that a friend knows where she is at all times and when she's leaving as well.
Great advice. Tara, lovely to talk to you today. Really intriguing. I love your career change. It's absolutely fascinating.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Tara, who used to be a police detective and now runs a matchmaking agency using the same skills. It's called South Downs Introductions. And with a little bit of advice for Lynn, our next caller, who's in Basildon. Hello.